From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean Tourism Organization officially opens its London-based European office. The Barbados opposition leader says he would not be surprised if the IMF has recommended a devaluation of the dollar, and Trinidad and Tobago's end-of-year political season gets underway. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's end-of-year political season is now on. Ironically, it moved into first gear on Sunday, the same day that the official carnival season was launched. At this time of year, the main political parties hold their annual conventions and usually argue over the December budget. But this year, there's added interest. First, there's the by-election on December 17th for the seat left vacant by MP Leo Devine, who is a victim of the Jamaat al-Muslimin's attempted coup. Then there's speculation that a general election could be held any time now. And as the main opposition parties made known their plans on Sunday, Deborah Ransom reports that the ruling party became embroiled in talk of leadership challenges.
Interest in the NAR leadership spiced up at the weekend as government MP Ken Butcher, known for his independence of mind and mouth, told his constituency convention that it was time for Prime Minister A&R Robinson to step down and for his deputy leader Winston Dukeran to run the ruling party. With the leadership precedent being set in Britain and the public opinion polls here indicating a decline in Mr. Robinson's popularity, the Sunday Press jumped on the statement.